Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness. And I'm thrilled to be here with you today. You know that talking about sex and happiness and how they connect with each other is my absolute favorite topic. And today, I'm very excited about the show because we're going to talk about something that we've never talked about on the show before, and it's essential to your sex and your happiness. And I'm kind of feeling, duh, how is it that I never had anybody talking about this topic today. So we're going to be talking about self-pleasure, self-pleasuring, and I couldn't be more excited about it. So let me tell you about who my guest is today. Her name is Elaine Young, and she lives in the UK. She is a spiritual sexologist with specialties in breathwork, sexological bodywork, and somatic sex coaching. That's like Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Saying all those words together is a big, big mouthful. Elaine works with individual clients. She facilitates group events and festival offerings in London and around the globe. She's primarily an educator, facilitator, and guide. Elaine, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you, Laurie.
It's great to have you, and I love that we're going to talk about self-pleasure. But before we talk about self-pleasure, I said so many big words in your introduction. So there's a few things I need to ask you about so that people can understand, like, really where you're coming from, a little bit about your background. So let me ask you a couple things. First of all, tell us a little bit about breath work and sexological body work.
Most of us don't breathe properly. So if you watch people and if you listen to people, most of us breathe shallow in the chest. Not many people breathe into their belly. Not many people make sound. We're conditioned to be quiet. And actually, the connection to our breath is what brings us presence in the moment and what keeps us connected to our body and our emotions and our sexual energy. Breathing sound fully into our bellies.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's perfect. I mean, that's just great to say it just like that and have every, because people have heard that before on this show, but you just said it with such beautiful simplicity. It's really important to breathe into your belly and make sound, everybody, so you can stay present. It's great. And then tell us a little bit about sexological body work and somatic sex coaching. I mean, you know, just tell us a little bit about those things, because I felt like it was hard to enunciate all of that.
Yeah, it is a bit of a Peter Piper. First of all, I just want to add with breath work is that when we actually talk about breath work rather than breath, what we're doing is we're using techniques where using the breath consciously and changing the pace of the breath can alter our state of consciousness. So breathing normally and into your belly can keep you present. Using certain breath techniques can alter our state of connection to our body. And the reason that it works is that the breath is connected to our conscious awareness and our conscious nervous system, but it's also connected to our subconscious awareness and our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the automatic system. And so the breath is a bridge, an access point into our unconscious mind, into our deeper nervous system. For example, if we want to breathe, we can breathe, we can control our breath. If we don't want to breathe, but we're not deliberately breathing, we still breathe. Mm-hmm. So it's connected to those two systems, the same as eye blinking. We can choose to blink our eyes, but it happens automatically. Mm. So the breath is a portal into sort of transformational experiences.
You know, can I just say something here? I always say to people that the breath breathes us. I mean, until we expire, which, you know, I don't plan to do, until we expire, the breath keeps breathing us, even if we don't want to breathe.
Exactly. So we can use the fact that it's a subconscious function to consciously connect to deeper parts of ourselves. So it can be used for transformational sort of people talk about holotropic breath work and rebirthing breath work. I use shamanic breath work as a technique, but it's a real access point into our deeper nervous system and our deeper subconscious. So it's a gift to explore that as a technique if you haven't tried it already.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thanks for explaining all that. And can you tell us just a little bit about sexological bodywork?
Yeah, so sexological bodywork was a technique that was created by an amazing man called Joseph Kramer in the US. And it really is looking at somatic sexology. Is somatic is just of the body. So where actually anything to do with our somatic system is a function of the body. So what we do in sexological bodywork is we look at how the body is functioning with regards to sexual energy, sexual desire, orgasm. And we use breath techniques. We use different types of massage techniques. We use different types of coaching. We use different types of body de-arming, working with sometimes, you know, intimate, sometimes non-intimate parts of the body. So we're supporting people to connect to their sexual energy and to understand maybe where it's not quite functioning for them the way they would like it to.
Okay, I get that. That's easy to follow. Joseph was a guest on my show once too, but a very, very long time ago. So people may or may not remember when he talked about that on the show. But that's a great way to describe what it is and how it functions and what it's for. And then somatic sex coaching. So is that part of that? It sounds like it's related to sexological bodywork.
It's related. So when someone studies sexological bodywork, we also need to have the communication and coaching skills to discuss with people and help them understand and help us understand what their issues are. So it can be quite challenging for people to talk in depth about their sexual experiences, you know, the sexual experience of their own body, the sexual relations they have with others. So part of it is actually getting people comfortable, giving them a space to talk about what their experience is and where it's not making them happy.
So that would be all right. So I see that's all connected, like the skills that you've honed all connect to this coaching piece, which is, you know, aside from also that you're a facilitator and a leader of courses, but in the coaching business, I can see how all of these lead to, well, how does this feel? How does this feel? How does this feel? I'm breathing. I'm feeling. I'm present. I'm this. Now, can I talk about it? And what can I say about it? And whatever. I think that's probably the biggest hurdle. People aren't brought up to talk about that stuff. So they're mostly in the shadow with it. They're hiding it or they're going along with something and they're not really talking about it. And yet it's a fundamental, vital life force in their lives. And it drives almost everything.
And there's this part of people that thinks that their issues are only happening for them. So just being able to actually kind of say sometimes to clients, yeah, that happens in relationships. Yeah, that happens in bodies when we age. That happens, you know, when we have emotional upset that we don't feel our sexual libido. You know, just encouraging people to understand that actually there's nothing wrong with them. It's just that they need some support and some guidance on how to reconnect or how to change things in their intimate relations. So, yeah, it's often a huge relief for people just to speak in all the gory detail about their self-pleasuring or their masturbation experience or their sexual relations or their shadows or their fantasies or any of those things.
That's great. That's great, Elaine. Thank you. That's so, it's so simple and yet so complex. And it's, I'm glad to know that that's what you're doing. I mean, I guess I'm doing that too. It's needed and necessary, and the time is now for all of this. So it's exciting, very, very exciting. Well, we're going to actually take a short break here because you just actually introduced the topic of today, which is self-pleasuring or masturbation. And that's when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to dive really deep into it so that people who are listening start to feel a sense of purpose about it, start to feel entitled to it, and exactly what you just said, realize that they're not the only one, they're not the only person obsessed with it or scared of it, or what, all those things that you just talked about when people talk about their feelings of sexuality. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm interviewing Elaine Young, who is my friend and my lead facilitator in ISTA, which you've all heard about. And she also, in her private practice, does shamanic guiding. She does sexological body work, and she's a somatic sex coach. And she just explained all that to us. When we come back, we're going to get really into what this self-pleasure thing is all about. So stay tuned.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness show.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lati Han, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lati Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lati Han CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Looking ahead into the new year, I'm wondering if you've reached a point in your life where happiness seems a little further from reach than it was maybe a year ago. Does your sex life feel a little stale or hollow, like something's missing? Does living seem like a constant source of frustration rather than being surprised by moments of bliss scattered throughout your day? Each year, Butterfly Workshops brings together people like you who are ready for a change in your life. Our courses are structured to be both lighthearted, full of laughter and humor, while touching you deeply in a way that evokes real change. Inside our workshops, we take a look at Tantra, an ancient philosophy developed thousands of years ago. We use simple yet effective techniques
from Tantra to rid the body of anxiety, boost our sex life, and all the while bringing happiness and fullness into your life. Our next Butterfly Workshops course is called Bliss, and it's taking place in Phoenix, Arizona, January 31st, 2016, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com. Love to have you there.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm interviewing Elaine Young. And we left off in the last segment talking about how difficult it is for people to really talk about what's happening with them sexually, and then what a relief it is for them to find out that they're not alone and that they're not the only one suffering this particular thing or feeling this way about their sex life. And so today we're starting with the most elementary of things and probably the center of it all, which is self-pleasure. So Elaine, shed some light for us on self-pleasuring, would you? Like, how did you discover that you did it? How did you discover that it was okay? How did you make it okay for yourself? All that kind of stuff, so that people know they're really not alone.
Thanks, Laurie. Masturbation is not such a beautiful word. It translates in foreign languages to things like manual stupidity and different things like that. There's a whole history around shaming of masturbation. So first of all, I would start off by saying my experience was I started actually very young and exploring that if I, you know, put my body in certain positions and did certain things, I could feel sensations in my body that felt nice. And I didn't really understand exactly what they were or how they worked. But I was fortunate that my mother was very determined to not follow on the Irish Catholic shaming of sex tradition. So she spoke to me quite early on. And actually, I think she heard me one evening and she actually came and asked me, have you been masturbating? It's okay if you have been. And I actually didn't know what the word masturbating meant. So I thought, I was like, no. I actually got it confused, I think, with menstruation. So I had like a whole lot of confusion going on. But what was really important in the conversation that followed and at the point at which she raised it was there was no attempt or no desire to shame me. There was a real awareness about trying to talk about something that was difficult in a way that made me feel like it was okay, that it was normal.
That's so beautiful.
So I am forever grateful to my mother for that very early acceptance of me as a child, as a sexual being, even though I'm a child, you know, and she gave me some book by Kinsley on sexuality. And I sort of read a lot of information and we talked about it. But even then, as I grew up and as I started realizing that in society, people don't really talk about self-pleasuring or masturbation. It's something that most people do and most people don't speak about or they hide it because there's a lot of shame and a lot of this idea of lack of self-worth, lack of self-love. So then in my sort of earlier sort of 20s and 30s, I developed quite a lot of habitual masturbation practices. You know, I got to know my body very well and how to very quickly bring my body to orgasm. But it wasn't necessarily always a loving thing or a beautiful experience. It became quite a patterned response that sometimes I actually used as a sort of stress relief.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to point out here that many people use masturbation as stress relief. And they don't even consider the idea that it could be something else. So I think what you're talking about, you know, and what you discovered is very common, although still people don't really talk about it.
No, very, very much so. And I think the image we have around sexuality and also the use and the prevalence of pornography has also really led to quite a lot of unhealthy practices around masturbation, self-pleasuring. And I'm not judging pornography as a as an item. But what I notice in the people I work with is that a lot of people no longer have any choice around their own arousal, and their own self-pleasure is always connected with fantasy, imagery, or pornography. So when I started looking at what I would call mindful self-pleasuring, and started looking and working and studying and working with my own body initially, was to realize that actually most of the time we're not really fully present. We're not really feeling our bodies. We're often more connected to a fantasy or a head idea of a head turn on. And our bodies are running through a well-patterned response of arousal and orgasm.
So, okay, so I just want to make sure I understand this. So when people are engaged in self-pleasure or masturbation, often, not always, but often, they're still not experiencing their body or the somatic aspects, which is what we talked about earlier in the show. They're actually in a head trap, some fantasy, like picturing a storyline, which is like their own personal porno, it could be. Like it's a fantasy that where they're experiencing the turn on, not throughout the body, but in the head.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
So what that comes back to is actually a number of things. Sometimes that's actually that sometimes guilt and shame around touching ourselves leads us to this disconnect. And therefore we seek out the fantasy experience, the head experience. Because actually if we feel our own bodies, we might feel more emotion. We might feel different things. And also we don't often know how to give ourselves pleasure. And so one of the techniques that I use and I teach people, which comes from sexological bodywork, is something called orgasmic yoga practice. And actually it works with taking us right back to connecting with our breath and our bodies and moving and feeling with different types of touch and different types of breath that's free of fantasy, that's not goal orientated, that's not aimed at, you know, ending in an orgasm, and actually beginning to learn how to explore the pleasure of your own body. And many people, sadly, in our society have no experience of this. And all of our sexual satisfaction and pleasure comes from interacting with others. And that leads to a whole load of sometimes unhealthy connections, unhealthy relationships, because we are getting all our needs met from outside of ourselves.
This is so important, what you're saying now. It's, you know, people say to me sometimes, I'm not going to come to your course until I have a partner. And I mean, I'm just giving that example. And I say, well, come to my course, because once you come to my course and you're in touch with your own body, the partner that you want to attract will be probably much different from the partner that you're trying to attract now. And so many other things. There's so many other ramifications of getting to know one's own body and what it feels and what it wants and how it's responding to things, even so that we could tell somebody if there was somebody, you know, somebody else. Like we start to get to know things that we would never know if we don't do self-exploration. So this is so important what you're talking about. Why to put it out there on somebody else always?
Yeah. And this is what I hear from a lot of clients is like, I'm not attracting the people I want. I'm experiencing, rejection or unhealthy connections. And I have this description that I use around as beings, as people, we can have a positive or a negative energy field around sex. And my experience is people who have no sense of self-pleasuring and no connection to their own sexual energy, they have a negative field that actually other people can feel. There's like this negative field that's like needing fed, that needs to be met.
Yes.
And sometimes there may be someone who really that really appeals to them because they want some kind of unhealthy codependency. But a lot of the time people will feel that negative field and not respond and not be attracted. if we're deeply connected to our own body and our own pleasure, and we're full with our own capacity for sexual energy, we have a more positive sexual energy field that goes out and that attracts people who also have a positive field and who want to share and interact with someone else, but who don't need that person to fill this big gaping hole. So it's almost like before we start learning how to interact with others in tantra classes or in relationships, the fundamental thing for me is always to come to, where is your relationship to your own sexual energy? How do you feel about yourself as a sexual being? How well do you know your body? As you say, if we understand our sexuality well, we can actually share that with partners and we can have a better sex life with partners because we understand ourselves more.
Well, I discovered, you know, when I was in between relationships at some, I'm not often in relationships. I'm more often by myself, and, you know, from time to time I have relationships. And I realized that I couldn't be waiting around for some ideal lover to show up in my life. Like, I had to be my best lover ever. And so I took myself at some point, you know, a few years back, I took myself to the highest peaks sexually that I ever went on. And I knocked my own socks off. I blew my own hair back. And I said, wow, if I can do this with myself, what a gift. Because now I know where I can go on a pleasure cruise with myself. And now I can speak about it graphically to a partner and say, you know, well, I like touch like this, and I like it slow, and I never had all those distinctions before because I wasn't before that willing to give myself that gift. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I'm not hungry to be filled up by another. And yes, it's wonderful to interact with another. It's like a gift, but I know how to take myself to the highest places, and I can always communicate that.
Exactly. And I facilitate groups where we teach around how to resensitize and wake up your body to your own touch. Because there's this beautiful thing around our pleasure. You know, pleasure is not something that someone else gives you. Pleasure is something that you experience, a sensation you experience in your own body. And the direct sort of neurological route to pleasure is from, you know, your hand or from feeling on your body up into the pleasure center in your brain. That's direct pleasure of sensation. But many of us are operating on this indirect route that comes from looking at someone else who seems to be in pleasure or who seems to desire us and gaining that pleasure from them. And actually, even sometimes when we're interacting, not even feeling our own bodies, really feeling the other person more than feeling ourselves. Because often we don't know how to really feel ourselves. So in these groups, we go back to the basics. We go back to, you know, how well is your breathing? How much do you understand that you can build sexual energy by using faster breath? How much do you understand you can downregulate your arousal by using slower breaths? So you have control over arousal, which sometimes is very important for men if they're looking at wanting to delay ejaculation or to not ejaculate. You need to understand how the breath moves sexual energy in the body. We talk about how do you move your body? How much do you move your hips? That moves the sexual energy around the body. Very often in self-pleasuring, it's very genital focused. And so people build up this energy, and then often there's an explosive orgasmic end, but it might be very soon for some people. And the rest of the body's not really involved. So teaching people how to get into this way of like breathing, feeling, stroking the rest of their body, using different types of touch, different pressures, different speeds, tapping, slapping, scratching. This all wakes up our body. so we can actually really feel our own body and touch ourselves. Like, you know, I often say to people, there's this thing of being the lover and the beloved. So touch yourself with an awareness of how beautiful your body feels, and then drop inside and allow yourself to be the person being touched. And really, as you said earlier, learn how to become your own best lover.
Beautiful. Well, we're taking a short break right here. It's funny because I was going to ask you for some tips, and you just gave them just so generously and beautifully. You just told people about breathing and moving their hips and scratching and touching the rest of the body and bringing everything into alignment and everything into arousal and feeling. So that was awesome. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk a little bit about how people can get in touch with you, what's the names of some courses that you're teaching, and then we'll talk about our upcoming ISTA event so that people will know how to get in touch with both of us together. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Elaine Young. I'm having a great time with her because she's talking about self-pleasuring or masturbation. And if you never heard any of this talked about before, this is the time to listen up. We're coming right back. Have you heard about the SSSEX training? That's Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience. Well, I want to tell you about it because it's coming up February 15th to the 21st in Costa Rica. Here's what it's about. Opening to the path of true love, power, and freedom. Love is your birthright. You don't need to earn it or prove it to yourself. You just need to live it. If you're ready to radically enliven your sexuality and dive deep into the heart of your wild, erotic nature, then join us. Through this beautiful synthesis of neurological rewiring, ancient tantric practice, and shamanism, we will activate the powerful life force that is dwelling in your body. That's in Costa Rica, February 15th to the 21st. Please join me along with Araminta Barber and Frank Mondoze. And we have a special guest, Tom Kaipacha, who is an astrologer extraordinaire. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 15th to the 22nd, 2016. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. You've tuned into Sex and Happiness, and
I'm thrilled to be here today with you. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm talking with Elaine Young. And we're talking about this little talked about subject called masturbation and how it's so important for you. Elaine, you just drove the points home. You hit a home run in the last segment talking about why it's so important for people to touch themselves and breathe and do all the things, like put everything into focus. Is there anything else that you can think of by the way of telling people to get started that maybe you didn't cover just a few moments ago? Anything else you want to say?
Absolutely. One of the main things I think it's important to understand is that we, through our patterns and behaviors of self-pleasuring and masturbation, we create these sort of neurological superhighways, right? Neurological superhighways where the patterns and the way we touch ourselves and how we experience it become actually hard set. And that nerve pathway becomes what we call a myelinated pathway. And so one of the biggest tips is to break up your habits, break up what you do, do things differently. So touch yourself with your non-dominant hand and use fabrics. And in terms particularly around genital touch, often we have a particular way that we touch ourselves. With men, a particular way that they touch their lingam or their penis, and it's often a back and forward movement. And when I teach classes and I ask people, how many genital strokes do you know? You know, most of them say two. So actually starting to touch yourself in different ways, massaging your genitals, stroking your genitals. With women, we often have a sort of pattern around particular focus on clitoral touch. You know, moving away from that and exploring the rest of yourself. There's actually some great information now, some places out there on the internet around what I would call, you know, genital massage and different techniques that you can use. And this opens up new possibilities for deeper pleasure, for feelings that you've never experienced before. When you combine them with the breath and the movement, and I would suggest, you know, putting on music, watching yourself in the mirror, witnessing yourself, even being witnessed by someone else. And I run some group self-pleasuring experiences where actually it's hugely shame-busting to be seen and hugely empowering to not feel fear and shame around ourselves as aroused sexual beings. So yeah, use your non-dominant hand, try different types of touch, do things completely differently to the way you normally do, and take orgasm out of the picture for a while you learn just to explore what might happen if you weren't chasing that goal.
That's so great. That is so great. I toast champagne to you. That's so great. I love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about, tell us the names of some of these classes and where people can find out, like how can people find you and find out about these classes that you're describing?
Most of the classes that I run are in London. I run classes called Mindful Self-Pleasuring, Orgasmic Yoga. I am actually running some, I think, in Israel in February next year. Don't have any planned in the States. But in the States, if you're interested, if you look on the Sexological Bodywork Register, if you Google that, there's sexological body workers who are in the US who are listed there. And one of the primary things that we teach is orgasmic yoga and is self-pleasuring. So there may be workshops running. There's none I'm aware of that run specifically on that, but certainly people would be available to coach you on that. There was recently a book written by a colleague, a sexological bodywork colleague in Singapore, who's written a book on orgasmic yoga. I work with ISTA in different areas around the world, and I teach self-pleasuring as part of that week-long course. But I'm also, you know, open to and hoping to be bringing more of this to the US perhaps in the next year or two. And I have a website, which is, the address is www.thetantricshaman.com. So
the first word was the?
The?
The Tantric Shaman. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to just spell that out. The, T-H-E, Tantric, T-A-N-T-R-I-C,
Shaman, shaman.com.
Just yes. And I also, for Skype sessions, I do orgasmic yoga coaching via Skype. And I send people work to do, and then we can have online coaching sessions. So please contact me if you'd like to learn more about your own pleasure capacity.
I think it sounds great. And I hope people are taking this down, because I didn't know that's exactly what you did. And I think what you're doing is great. I think it's really important. And I think it's a lot of people listen to the show from London as well. So people can find you that way. Also, we have together, we're doing the ISTA level one training, which is the SSSEX spiritual sexual shamanic training in Ireland in June. Actually, June 6, 2016. And we're open to accepting applicants for that training even now. So if you'd like to join Elaine and myself and another facilitator, Rex from Australia, will be in Ireland in June. And we have many other ISTA offerings. You can go to the ISTA website, schooloftemplearts.com. I'm sorry, .org. schooloftemplearts.org, and find out. You can find us there, and you can find a lot of other trainings in, perhaps you're a part of the world, or maybe you want to travel. If you do want to travel, I'd say come to Ireland. If you've never been, definitely come to Ireland. It's going to
be. Yeah, I've been in two trainings in Ireland, Laurie, in the last couple of years, and there's something about Ireland where we say, you know, the veils are closer between the worlds. Mm-hmm. And there is a truly magical peace, and there's a strong Celtic passion there, a strong shamanic energy. So it's an amazing place to do this training.
Plus, we'll be very close to the Cliffs of Moher. So some people who have never been to Ireland and have heard about those cliffs and the amazing view, it'll be very close to there, and we'll be taking a field trip there, so you'll be able to see that. It's like in the western part of Ireland. We're not going to be doing the training in Dublin, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah, the beautiful west coast. And in June, if you've ever got a chance of good weather in Ireland, it's June, so there's beautiful sights to see, and the people are amazing. But it's a really powerful place to do this work. In my experience, I also teach trainings in the UK and in different parts of the world. But Ireland has a special, special place. So
awesome. Well, this is about it in terms of our time for today. So, Elaine, I want to thank you so much for being my guest and for taking up a topic that, you know, isn't the easiest topic for people to actually talk about. I honor you and I appreciate you for deciding that this was the topic for us to talk about. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that we did, and you gave such good information to people. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Laurie. Thank you for inviting me to join you and giving me the opportunity to share with some new people my passion around, you know, first of all, connecting to the self before anybody else.
About 100,000 people, actually. So,
wow.
Just to let you know.
That's a lot of pleasure.
We have a lot of people seeking pleasure listening to this show. So everybody, tune in next time when I'll have another amazing guest for you talking to you about your sex and your happiness and how they're so connected and how you can get sexier and happier. This is Laurie Handler signing off for today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh, no.